I've been thinking about fear lately, and specifically the lack of it, in as much that I used to be a terrible, terrible fraidy cat when it came to the dark, being on my own, wandering in a dark house. Oh, the idea of wandering downstairs in the dark, out of bed to go to the toilet. Oh, well, you know, there'd be fear. But, you know, now there isn't. There isn't fear at all. I simply get out of bed, or I leave the sofa where I'm watching TV, could be watching a horror movie, could be watching anything, and whereas before I might have an attack of the screaming heebie-jeebies as I walked down a dark corridor, thinking, I wish I'd turned the light on. The killer, it awaits. Instead, now I just, you know, wander down, make a cup of tea, have a slash, whatever, back we go. Now, why is that? Is that because I don't really live on my own anymore most of the time? I've got a wife and child, so therefore there's always kind of someone around, there's another person in the house. No reason to get freaked out. Or is it that fear is in fact imagination? I think that it was Ernest Hemingway said that bravery was an absence of imagination. Something, words to that effect, i.e., therefore, cowardice is an overactive imagination, or an active imagination. Extreme cowardice being maybe an extremely active imagination, I don't know. But point being, you know, have I become braver? Have I less imagination? Do I now, as a parent, as an adult who goes to work 9 to 5, well, I wish, more like 8 to 6, but you know, is that me now just part of the grind, and I'm too dulled and inured by life, by the last 30 odd years, to sort of think that there could be ghosts, spooks, goblins, vicious creatures, aliens, witches, murderers with hockey masks waiting in my cellar? You know, am I dead inside, and therefore there's no point killing me, so why bother coming round and waiting for me in a dark alley?